He'll arrived in Beijing after 2 days of talks with North Korean officials and an inspection of disablement activities at North Korea's nuclear facilities. The top U.S. negotiator visited North Korea's main Yongbyon nuclear complex and said disablement was moving as fast as possible. He'll also met with North Korean officials who told him they would meet an end-of-the-year deadline to declare all nuclear programs and materials. But Hill said there were still differences on what should be included in the declaration. Hill said in discussions about the draft declaration, North Korea, known officially as the DPRK, left out materials, installations, and programs that he said should be included.
We don't want a declaration that is that arrives and that immediately people see what is missing. So the DPRK is under an obligation to provide a complete and correct declaration. So we wanted to discuss what we see as what we believe is necessary for complete and correct.
Hill would not give details of what exactly he believes North Korea left out of the planned declaration, but it is likely to involve the longstanding U.S. accusation that North Korea has been running a secret uranium enrichment program in addition to its publicly acknowledged plutonium program. After the U.S. presented evidence of the program in 2002, North Korea promptly withdrew from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, kicked U.N. nuclear inspectors out of the country, and restarted its plutonium nuclear reactor. In October last year, Pyongyang used nuclear material from its plutonium reactor in a successful test of its first nuclear bomb and is now believed to have produced enough nuclear material for several more bombs. Six-nation talks involving North and South Korea, the United States, China, Japan, and Russia started in 2003 to denuclearize North Korea and earlier this year produced a plan. In return for disabling and eventually giving up all its nuclear programs and materials, North Korea is to receive much-needed fuel oil, aid, and diplomatic recognition. Hill said he would meet with Chinese officials Thursday to discuss scheduling for the next round of six-nation negotiations before heading Friday to Japan. He said the talks were supposed to resume this month but might have to be pushed back to January because of scheduling conflicts and the Christmas holiday. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Beijing.